Hello, this is Scott Wells with Scott's Spotcast, here with a few excerpts from the Winter Carnival of Magic. These are excerpted clips from many of the interviews that I have done here in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, which will soon be available in their entirety on MagicNewsWire.com. Enjoy! Hello, this is Scott Wells for MagicNewsWire.com. One of my special guests on the talk show last night, Mr. Tom Ladshaw. Hey, Tom.
Scott, how the heck are you? It's so good to see you again.
I'm doing good, and it's good to see you. It's been way too long. And as we talked about last evening, that for those of you who may or may not... Again, and I'm here in the lobby still with the Country Tonight Theater, and I'm with Mike Stratman, the treasurer, and the talent chairman for, I started to say this year, but I guess every year at the Winter Carnival.
Forever.
How long have you been doing this? Longer than you'd like to count, I guess.
That's right. At least 12 years, I think.
And this is the number 37th year. And it's continued to grow over the years. And this year you have about how many, you think?
We're hoping we have around 250 here. If we do, it would be one of our better years, because last year was down. We were a little under 200. So this is a boost this year. But I think it's closer to what our norm has usually been.
Now, this has been a convention that has maintained those figures, whereas some conventions have kind of dropped off. Why do you think that is? And I'm here now with Steve Beam, who is a highly entertaining individual himself in the flesh.
Scott?
I'm doing great. Steve, so good to see you. The reason I wanted to chat with you just a little bit, the magazine of the Trapdoor for a long number of years.
That's
and,
right.
Of course, you've got the books on semi-automatic and automatic and all that. What are all the different book titles?
Semi-automatic card tricks, volume 1 through 8. And then the Trapdoor, obviously, did that for 15 years.
Right. And is that in a book form? Have you got the Trapdoor yet?
Well, it's funny you mention that. It's at the printer now, volume 1. They're going to be three volumes ultimately.
I've got Dwayne Laughlin with me here today. Hello, Dwayne.
Hi.
We are about to go in for the stage contest that you and I are both going to be judging that, and you are much more qualified as a stage magician, and you have had a stage act here in Pigeon Forge for a while, and then you're going to be starting a new one. Tell me about the evolution, about how you came here from Montana. This is a long story, I know.
But we just signed a contract 2 weeks ago, and now we're in the Grand Majestic Theater here in Pigeon Forge. We open March 29th with a full-scale illusion show that's going to run 5 days in the slow season and 7 days a week in the busy season.
Now, we are actually over here at Steve Gronowski? Gronowski's home, which is what, like 25,000 square foot palace or something here? It's
palatial is all I call it.
Palatial, it is incredible. I'm here.
There's
with
not
Steve,
a ruler big enough to measure.
Steve Vorja, Tom Vorjahan, then right now, we're at Steve Gronowski's place. And you hear in the background over that looks like Doc Eason is holding
Doc
court.
Doc is hoarding court. Yeah, there's what, 40 people surrounding him?
That's right. I was just talking to Michael Finney just a second ago, and I said, can I chat with you? And he said, yeah, it's fine. So I'm getting ready. However, he's going to start to give us a little bit of a tour of his mansion. Just got a ton of people. I mean, it's just a happening event here.
See, and there was no soap involved.
And here is Carol Baker, by the way. Carol.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, doing great.
Good.
Hey, Carol had done a lecture also then yesterday.
Yep. It was a great lecture. I had about 60 people there. It was great.
I went under the... Now, you're doing a three-card Monty. Is that what you're doing there or what?
Yeah, the three-card Monty. And the three-card Monty has a way of ending up, you know, that it's another callback. You know,
Like... Card under glass.
Six times goes back and back and back and back.
Card under glass.
Yeah. Is this what you were...
Card? Six times.
Under the glass. Fooled me every damn time. You know why? Because he's Doc Eason. Doc Beep Eason. That's who he is. That's
right. You come then. That's right. Bob Little just joined us. Bob.
I have one of your clown cars that was been around in the clown house.
By Great Scott Clown. Yes. That's right.
Can anybody tell it Bob Little's
all ago?
It was
an antique pool
table. I used
to
play pool a lot.
Did you? I thought you were going to do some trick shots or something over there.
Yeah, well, I miss them a lot now, but I played a lot of tennis. I played professional tennis when I was real young.
Is that right? You played professional
California,
tennis?
Yeah.
I mean, like, for money. I mean, not just trophies.
No, for
in California.
Money. Yeah, California. Yeah. In LA. Yeah, all through California. Yeah.
Now, how old were you then?
In my 20s.
Good morning, Scott Wells for MagicNewsWire.com and
Stephen Bargetti.
For MagicNewsWire.com.
That's right.
He's my co-anchor man here.
All right.
And I say anchor because the anchor means that's the thing at the very bottom or the very end. And so I had to reach all the way down here. What podcast would be complete if I'm at a convention with Banachek and I haven't had a chance really to chat with my buddy and business partner, best friend over here?
You've been so busy. I mean, you've been working your butt off here. You know, normally when we come to these things, I'm doing the shows and everything.
That's right, and I'm working
You did a TV show kind of thing. It's not really a TV show, but set up the interviews.
Talk show thing.
Show thing.